Just hit record. There we go. 3, 2, 1. Mark Boyd.
Mark Boyd, yeah, what's going on?
What's going on, man? How
I'm
you doing?
Chilling. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming out and doing this podcast.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for having me.
Have you ever done anything like this?
Yeah, I've done some other podcasts.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, military and comedy, like how did that come together?
Military
or apart?
Yeah, I mean, I knew I was gonna do stand up before I even went into the military, you know. And then I got out and I started doing stand up. That's such a simple answer, but like, I mean, I have so much to talk about now because I went to the military, so that's good. But yeah, man, it was. Are you asking about my time in?
Yeah, well,
how they relate,
like. How did you do your 4 years?
Okay. So I did 5 years. I got it when I was 18. I was like from 2009. I did 5 years.
Okay.
So I did from 2009 to 2014, right? I flew drones.
Oh.
So that was cool. I got lucky to have such a cool job.
What branch?
Like that. The Marine Corps.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. I went to Paris Island for boot camp.
Where's that?
That is in South Carolina, MCRD, Paris Island. So then you have to go to Marine combat training. So I did that in North Carolina. And then I went to Fort Huachuca, Arizona for like my training for my MOS. And then, which they've changed that all around now, but that's where we used to do it. And then you end up stationed wherever you're going to station. So at the time I was in, there was 3 VMUs, which is vehicular man unmanned. That's what it stands for. That's what they called the units that did unmanned aerial vehicle operation. And so I ended up in 29 Palms, California, but there's people that were in North Carolina. There's people in Yuma. Now there's a Hawaii one now. So, and I think there's nothing in 29 Palms anymore, but I was in 29 Palms for 3.5 years, deployed one time.
Damn. Where did they deploy you?
I went to Afghanistan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. How was that?
I mean, it was a deployment. I mean, it was 7 months. It was wild, you know what I'm saying? Look, I'll say I was safe for the most part because I'm not patrolling like that, but you know, shit went down too, still, you know. I'm not gonna act like it, you know, you're still there, so yeah. Like shit went down, but for the most part I'm blessed that I wasn't like patrolling every single day, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, dude. How, and you said how long you were out there for?
7 months.
7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. You have family and girlfriend and all that when you went over there, or no?
At the time I had a girlfriend. She ended up we ended up getting married after that, but I have family, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know,
yeah. Well, no, I'm saying like immediate family, like girlfriend, son.
No, I don't have no kids.
Oh, okay,
I don't have a wife. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
so
good.
It wasn't like that.
Yeah, kids
nothing to lose, son.
Kids ruin everything. Just to letting you know,
you got kids.
I got one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's okay.
No, I mean, did he hear you say he ruins everything? No, I'm saying.
Yeah.
He
knows.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't have any right
I remind
now.
Him every day.
Hilarious. That is, you know, a good relationship.
Communication.
I mean, yeah, I feel like I'm lucky that I don't have kids, but also, you know, whatever. That's just that. Yeah, it's nothing really bad, or I don't feel whatever.
Yeah. No. Okay. So, what was the moment when you're like, okay, I'm going to do stand-up comedy?
Okay. I kind of knew, but I did stand-up for the first time when I was 20 in Joshua Tree while I was still in. So like I did it at Joshua Tree Saloon. So I knew I was going to do it. I knew I wasn't going to reenlist. I knew I was going to go straight and do that. I wish I started more when I was in, but there was only like one place and I could have driven. I was only 2 hours from Los Angeles, so I could have driven from 29 Palms, but it was like fathoming even driving out there and getting it. But had I introduced myself to people, I'd be way further, and I do think about that. But I knew, dude, like when I was 18, I was going to do that. I knew,
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your writing process, how do you... How does that happen?
Man, my writing process for everything is just capturing it as soon as it comes to me.
Right.
So a funny idea or a rap or anything else, put it in my phone right there. Like, okay, either type it or put it in my voice memos and then come back to it later. Because, like, I know that you're not going to remember it.
Yeah, you'll forget.
And then I can build on it from there.
Yeah.
And once it's in there, now my brain can, like, build on it. But, yeah.
Did you, like, when you were younger, did you always know that you were going to do comedy?
Yeah, dude. I used to, man, I didn't even realize how much of a student of the game I really was, man. Like, I watched Raw and Delirious and all of the Richard Pryor specials, and then didn't realize I was watching Mitch Hedberg, you know what I'm saying? Didn't realize anything. Then you remember how popular, like, what was it? Like, they had the Comedy Central specials that would be up. I remember seeing Kevin Hart's first 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. And I was mimicking that in school in the sixth grade. I got up and was doing that and didn't even realize. I was it was all working in my brain at that time, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, of course, Jim Carrey influenced, you know, like you are a pot of all these things, you know what I'm saying? That you're just stirring and being influenced by. So, yeah, there were so many comics. I remember, what is his name? Dude, I feel so lame. Okay, he's Hispanic, and he has a special, and he says, Huevo Splash. Pablo Francisco.
Okay.
Bro, Pablo Francisco, I used to play that all the time. I used to watch that. I had that memorized, like, front to back. It's perfect. So he comes to the Orange County a lot, and I don't ever go see him, but I want to go see him sometime, bro. He's a beast. So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, very young then. How old are you, by the way, right now?
I'm 31.
31? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
We are.
Let's all go.
Right. 31 gang right here.
Yeah. 91. I was 91.
Backwards 13.
Let's go.
About that one?
That's a good year. Right? 91, bro. But we seen some shit. We're kind of like, y'all ain't deployed, but y'all been through some shit, man.
Yeah.
What? Dude, we didn't been through all the technology changes. Yep. We didn't see all the economy. We seen war go in and go out, like, yo, shut. And we just stay quiet and relax. We don't even be bitching.
Yeah, we're chill.
We don't even be like, yeah, we need it. Gen Z, we were like, oh, they're the ones that are going to make change. No, they're the ones that are going to cry the most.
Yeah, which they are.
They are crying the hardest.
I mean, we have Instagram and Facebook, so I think we're good. We're okay.
Yeah, we're fine. But it's
we
like
MySpace.
We had MySpace.
Man.
Hey, I heard Instagram is coming back with music on their pages
or
something.
Yeah, I have heard that too. Yeah.
Is that a thing? Is that happening?
I have heard that as well. I don't know, man. These motherfuckers are trying not to die. That's it. You can feel it. Everyone's feels like, oh, I don't know what. He lost $31 billion or something, Zuckerberg, on Facebook. I think he was trying to invest in Metaverse or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like everybody, we thought that we were about to go into Tron and, like, go into the super future, but I think things are going to crash and we're going to be holding on to, like, DVDs. That's what I personally think. People are going to grip to physical media as hard as possible we're going to find out what, like, the Great Depression. We're going to find out what everybody thinks is important. Porn is going to, what people hold, their food, their old DVDs. Like, that's what we're going to see, what things are valuable. Yeah.
We're going to see more people making porn at home. Just like, during the pandemic, people are going to be making movies. They're going to be making home movies. They're going to be making home porn.
Oh yeah.
Growing their own food.
Yeah. I mean, home porn is awesome. Something wrong with that. Yeah. Right? It's just fine. I like amateur porn. If we're going into it, it's better. I can see the intimacy.
Is there a difference between amateur and home?
What? Are you serious? Yes. I mean, one,
what's the difference?
Everyone's not in shape. You know what I'm saying? Either get like us, you can see the dynamic in their relationship. She's just like, go grab the thing. You know, he's like, oh, 1 second. And he goes off screen and goes and grabs it. That's hot. Cause it's like, that's pre-life. I can tell that y'all are in some shit. It's not like, ooh, you're the pizza man. That's not real. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I want to see y'all like slightly argue and then fucking try and
there
fight.
We go. I want to see some toxicity.
Thank you.
In
let
the
me
relationship.
See a mistake. Let me see the bloopers, you know? That's why I like that shit. So, yeah.
Unrealistic.
Do you think it's, like, less to live up to? Because, you know, porn, all these guys are hot and the women are hot. And
guys are hot?
Well, yeah.
Do you watch porn?
I mean, not religiously, but I have.
No, like, the franchise, like, super, you know, professional ass porn. Mm-hmm. The dicks are huge. The girl's body is perfect. No stretch mark in sight. Come on, dude.
I want to see some stretch marks.
Give me something. Mm-hmm. Give me a roll. Give me something.
A roll.
Some some, like, because that's the real shit. That's real sex. And it's like, are you really watching it because of, I mean, you're watching it because you're not getting any right now. And then what do you really want when out of sex? You want to feel fucking someone else's skin up against you. You know what I'm saying? But they're like, no, there's just dick going and pussy. You know what I'm saying? It, whatever. There's, I do like the couple shit. You know, or the just in the fucking house.
I remember, or what about those like motel porns that are just dick into vagina for like 20 minutes, just straight?
I don't think I saw that.
There's no voices. What kind there's of nothing.
Shit are you watching? I don't think I saw that.
No, I'm the only one on this.
Nah, really? Man, things are wild, bro. I mean, guys, we're just gonna talk about 12
years
porns
old?
That really? We've seen, man. It's crazy out here. Just so you know, have you watched Japanese porn
at all? No.
Bro, Japanese porn.
I'm going to Japan.
Japanese porn is in another place, bro. Like, it's just another world. I'm just letting you know, man. Don't even watch it. Like, actually, just keep
I'm
yourself
intrigued.
Normal. Like, bro, they had these. First off, they'll name them hilariously. It'll be like, you know, licking dick and licking ass at the same time until you come ferociously. And that's the title.
That's the title?
And then it'll be 4 hours of that. But it'll be different girls. And they'll be like, a dude will be standing there and they'll be doing that. And it'll be ferociously licking his ass. I shouldn't see that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't see that, because then what? You try to have sex and you're like, where's the other three girls?
Yeah. These fortune cookies are oddly specific.
Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Or it's like, it was a clown that was in the sewer. He followed me home and had sex with me. And then it will be that.
It'll be exactly
for 3
that.
Hours. Yeah.
For 3 hours?
Yeah. There'll be 4 videos in one. You know what I'm saying?
Jeez, a whole series?
Yes. Insane. Too much. No, I didn't watch that one. I didn't watch that one.
Right? At least. On. Exactly. You gave away the whole movie. You gave away the beginning. You gave away the climax of it and the ending.
I think also the dynamic within the dynamic in Japan. Sorry to touch that. But like the sex dynamic, I guess there's a theory of how women are in Japan, and there's a theory of how men are, and then they're sexually repressed. And I think that all of that comes out in their porn very much. So, you know, the dynamics are very weird. Like, you'll see like a woman that's actually voluptuous as hell with a small dude, a tiny, smaller guy, and she's dominating him. And he, you know, like, the fact that you, first off, in America, it's like always a huge dude and a tiny ass girl. You see what I'm saying? Like, for most porn, there it's like a thicker woman with like a smaller guy, and she's like telling him what to do the whole time and spitting on his face and shit. So I think that, you know, you could just, the culture shift, or maybe they have more to explore in themselves because they're so repressed. I don't know why, but it's interesting, man.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna go watch it and take notes.
Yeah, let's change.
I'm gonna watch it more to be like culturally inclined.
I know.
Let's
right?
pull it up. Let's pull it up on the screen. No, I'm just saying. That's wild.
Get flagged for that. What do we even look up? Like, I want to research this. The culture there has to be some class in some university.
You two together?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, and you guys have a child together?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, but
now I'm doing an interview. No, I'm saying,
what would we even look up for that? Like, what I was saying, there has to be some like university. There has to be a study, is what I'm trying to get at, of culture, like porn and culture, or culture and porn, right?
Porn and sex work has pushed technology every single time. Right. The first movies, like looking through a little peephole, was a lady showing her, flashing her tits.
Was it really?
Yes. Like MySpace got advanced through porn, social media. Like it really pushes everything, because we get something new in our hands, and then we're like, how can I fuck this thing? Mm-hmm. And that's just such a tell as what our overall priorities are as humans. And it just, you know, will push, because it's like, how can I get this porn faster?
We're driven by food. And we're driven by sex.
We are.
We're humans.
Mm-hmm.
Food and sex.
So we're like revolutionized. Like, think about what's happening with OnlyFans and streaming, and how, okay, OnlyFans came out. So now people can, you can have a subscription to your content. Now what's happening on Instagram? Everybody has subscription content, right? There's paywalls everywhere now. And people are building their whole business models around that. So it's just like, it always will push that. And we need to give sex workers more props for that. Because they be forefronting the whole shit. So thank you.
Wasn't there like a new, like they're fighting for like some new law or something to protect.
No, there was a strip club that was trying to unionize.
I saw that.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Can we look that up? I want to see that. I got to know more about that.
I think it was just like a specific, right? Like one.
Yeah, they want better wages and they want safer conditions there.
But for the just a strip club in general or just like sex workers?
I think it was just that strip club.
It was just that strip club. But of course, if more get on, then they can push it. If it gets done in one place, then more and more people can do it. And I think it should get done. You know what I'm saying? It should.
Yeah.
We don't see all the.
Oh, it's a Los Angeles type.
It is. It's like in North Hollywood, I think. See. I follow that.
It's them.
I follow the page, Strippers United.
Not one person of color.
There's one.
Where?
She's brown in the middle to the right.
She's tan.
She went to the tanning salon before that picture.
They talk about that. That's a whole nother dynamic. Okay. So let's go to it then. Fine. Sex work. A white girl can get into sex work and have this wonderful experience and be like, I haven't had anything bad to happen to me. Yeah. And I made $100,000 in a few months. And then you see a black girl that's just like, I got a shot yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get one job and I'm doing it for $5 a hit. Like it's the way that we're treating the racism, or how about we just say the racial totem pole that we don't really say out loud that we kind of know is there is evident in sex and the people get treated. But it's also like, you know, these archetypes too. Like if you're like the hot Latina or if you're like the super fine black lady or if you're the blonde white lady or the bull, the black super dude with a big ass dick, you guys, because people want that fantasy, you'll pay high dollar for that. It's really weird, man.
But even like, I feel like white people just glamorize anything. Like we were just talking about, not change subject, but like Gil and I were talking about the other day where it's like van life, you know, it's like white people, it's van life. And then you're a person of color and it's like, you're homeless. You're living in your car.
Oh man.
When my dad was doing it, wasn't van life. It was call CPS on this guy.
Yeah. What they're able to do and how they're able to brand things and make it work for themselves and look way better than somebody else has been doing it forever.
Yeah.
Let's look at that in everything. You open a shop and you've been working there 10 years and then they come and shut it down because they saw one person with no glove on and then they open the exact same type of thing and just brand it differently and get rich way faster. It's so interesting. And if you try and even mimic that branding, if they find out you're of color, they'll be like, well, we know that was a lie. You know, it's what are we going to do to break that up?
Yeah. But do you think the sex workers are going to unionize before like restaurant workers? Do you think that's going to happen?
You're listening to Magrito Podcast Network, celebrating the culture of Chicanos and Latinos one story and voice at a time. Listen to more Magrito Podcast Network shows over at magrito.net. Connect on social, on Instagram and Facebook at Magrito, the Magrito Podcast Network.
Do I think?
Yeah.
I feel like it is. And the only reason that I feel that it is because if you think about like restaurant industry, it's more like Latinos, people of color, people that don't have like, you know, a lot of legal status, at least here in LA. And I feel like that keeps them.
But most of the union workers are of color, right? Like, I think it's just because the stigma of hospitality work that I don't think they'd get unionized.
I feel like they'd be like scared to even raise a voice or say anything versus where these white strippers are like, I'm white and privileged and let me unionize. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's just me.
Well, I looked on some of the Reddit chat rooms and they were talking about how what is that up there? Cabaret dancers are coming in to stripping.
Cabaret dancers?
Yeah. Girls that like are dancers and they may not like do lap dances, but they do like a strip tease and they like do it with way
kind of like burlesque.
Yeah, I'm sorry, burlesque. Not cabaret, but burlesque. Yeah. So, yeah, but I mean
it's the same burlesque thing. Okay,
I think that a burlesque dancer goes to a cabaret. That's what I think it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think it is. So burlesque dancers coming in, and they like have a whole different idea of how their payment works. And so like the extent of what they're willing to do for money is different. Whereas, you know, a stripper is actually having to touch a person, you know what I'm saying, to get her thing. So they're coming into strip club, you know, into pole dancing, because they both maybe use poles, right? And so one of them is coming in, but they're coming in with these totally different ideas and being like, this is what I'm going to stand for more, not understanding that there's a whole different culture that they're getting into. I don't know enough. This is something that I'm looking at from the outside. It is an interest of mine, and I do think that sex work should be legal, but then what does that really mean? We're going to tax it. I think drugs should be legal too. Yeah. All drugs. Then we could actually, you know, build systems to help everybody. But then what is that going to do to the drugs? And then what are we taxing these? And so now all that money is going to the government. So that's also a thing. And if we just legalize sex work, then what? We're going to give them all a building and everybody will go to there, and then they're getting taxed. They'll probably get taxed heavily. So do we really want it? I think we don't appreciate these middle grounds as much as we really should, because we're kind of in a middle ground.
Yeah.
So what? It's disgusting that, you know, people underage can do it, but then also how dirty is it going to be when the government gets involved? Scary.
But do you think it'll be a little bit safer?
It'll definitely.
If the government got involved? I mean, take, for instance, drugs, right?
Yeah.
Say the government, well, they have been in the last couple of years with
some
at least with some.
Yeah.
Let's say they decriminalize cocaine.
Good one.
Yeah. Right. When they decriminalize it, they will have at least regulation on, I guess the chemical properties of cocaine.
Okay.
I mean, considering the fact that fentanyl has been touched, and even it's in weed, like there's a lots of cases that fentanyl has been in weed sold at wherever.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it'd be a little bit safer?
No, it definitely will be safer.
Yeah.
The safety of it will be great.
Right.
It's like, will the good outweigh the bad? Because we'll just be it'll be looked at as the same thing as alcohol or tobacco.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We can look at how those things were decriminalized and what happened. Tobacco, that's a good story, I suppose. I mean, then they just marketed it super hard to everybody.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then they told us lies saying that it was actually healthy for a second, and it really wasn't. So then they're going to do that with cocaine, you know, but we already had too much research that we know was bad. But definitely if you can go to a facility and get it or pick it up at the store and it just has a little government label on it, you just do a snort at CVS real quick, line at CVS.
I'm going to go use the restroom real quick. I'll be right back.
You wouldn't have to. It'd be legal. You could do it right in front of everybody.
I'm a man of I don't know. I like
weed
to be,
is almost lame now that it's not weed itself is cool, but it, like the people that are smoking it now, it's like, didn't it become a little corny now that it's legal? Like, it's just like that little like, oh, I gotta go high to go smoke little thing. And it was kind of cool. Like, I had it like, you got some weed, Rodang? You find out who smokes. It's like, you down? You against the man? Now it's like everybody. It
people are just like out in the open, just smoking weed.
Yeah, yeah. You like that? I think it's good. I mean, about time, really.
Yeah. I like that, but
free to trappers, man.
Right. I mean, I like that, but I don't the what you're saying about it being lame. Like I mean, I get it. I guess. I mean, maybe because just me myself growing up, like in the 90s, watching like my uncles and my theas going to jail for a joint.
Yeah.
Right. I think like. I think it's like my own psychology around drugs that is into play when it's like, maybe I get kind of jealous because I see these kids just out in the parking lot.
You have
smoking
every right
weed.
To be bitter. You have every right to be pissed. No, you don't have to talk nicely about it. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, talk about that. There's people that are billionaires right now because they got into the weed industry. Have you tried to like walk into a weed industry? It's a bunch of white people and they're like, yeah, we're never hiring you.
Yeah.
Because they gathered it up and they like got it. Now that money is all like, you can't even, because it's so spread out now, you can't even get into the industry and like make money now because the huge people have it. So yeah, that's disgusting. And then none of that money is going to any of the people, or those people aren't even getting out of jail.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. But that's terrible.
That's coming soon, right? I mean, I know.
And when I meant like weed is lame, yeah. Smoking weed is lame, I meant like when you have a band that you love and then you go to the actual concert and then you're like, that dude likes it too? That's what I mean. Like, that's what I mean. Like, oh, you're here? Oh, no. Am I lame now? That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I gotcha. No, I got it.
Yeah.
It's like when you see your band tees at Target.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck?
Or you see a guy that you hate wearing it. Or you're wearing a shirt and the worst dude ever comes up and is like, I love that song. And you're like, I'm about to rip this open and never wear it again.
Taking it off right now.
No! Like, cry in the rain, bro. I thought that I was, this is part of my personality. And it's not.
Yeah.
Mm.
Weed, though. Weed's a good personality.
You could have a whole. Remember, there were just straight up people that were weed enthusiasts on Instagram. Now it's like, that can't be your whole thing now, dude. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Be weed and depression. You got to have like a mental illness to tag along with it. But why are you smoking weed? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like weed? You smoke weed?
I don't smoke like that. I never pay for it myself. I'll smoke it with some people, but I never go to a place. And
if you're offered.
If I'm offered, but gotcha. I'm not like a smoker like that. Nah.
Yeah. That's how I am with psychedelics, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the first, like when I first got into them, like that was my whole mentality. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to search for this stuff. Like if somebody offers me like a couple of hits of acid, cool, I'll try it.
Yeah.
Bag of mushrooms. Okay, I'll try it. But I didn't never actively like went out and looked for these things.
Man, that's even becoming super easy to find. They're about to decriminalize shrooms. Now everybody's doing shrooms. People back at home are just like, man, y'all really got to do shrooms, man. I'm like, y'all are the most closed-minded people ever.
Uh-huh.
Like one post is do shrooms and be connected with everything, and then they're being transphobic in the next post. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm just like, y'all really aren't. You thought that it was like a thing that made you feel connected with everything, and just like, wow, I feel
for a period of time. And I think that's where there's a stigma with that. Like, like the first time you try mushrooms and you have like a really good significant experience, there's this period after that experience, and it's called the afterglow experience. And there's a period of integration. But I think what happens is some people take psychedelics and they think that it automatically fixes you.
Oh, changes you forever.
Changes you forever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not the case. It's like when you have cup of coffee, if you have caffeine, the caffeine is going to be in your body, mm-hmm. right? And it's going to hype you up. Whatever happens in your brain with caffeine happens in your brain, but then it also depletes, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with psychedelics. And like you said about the integration period, like, yeah, you work what you've learned in your psychedelic experience into your daily life. But it still work right after. Like, it doesn't fucking fix you. It shows you what you can do to help you in your everyday life, but it doesn't fucking fix you.
Like, it's not permanent.
Yeah, no.
You either have to continue and be like, you know, add habits in your life that keep you open-minded and or whatever you learned. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It does feel like therapy, though. It does feel like, oh, man, I just did like a month of therapy in a day, in a few hours.
And that's what I think Tim Leary said something back in the 1960s. He said something that he had like an 8-hour mushroom trip, and whatever he learned in his 8 hours in his mushroom trip was way better than, or he learned more in that mushroom trip than he ever did studying psychology for like 10 years.
That sounds right. Sounds correct. Yeah. Hopefully you can write it down and like go back to it or apply it, but you're gonna lose it and be whatever piece of shit you were back in a month. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it falls all apart again unless you and then you don't want to like, oh, let me do drugs again so I'm open minded again. But whatever. So that's that.
Have you had a psychedelic experience?
Yeah. I just went to Joshua Tree like less than a month ago.
Oh, you did? Tripped.
Yeah.
How was it?
Sick. Have you guys been to Joshua Tree?
I have not.
Okay. It's, you know, the high desert. It's San Bernardino County. Or is it the Morongo Basin? Whatever. I think all these names are true. But nevertheless, it's gorgeous. You're driving out there. You know, everything looks different. You know, it's like total desert, but then it's like beautiful mountains, whatever, clear skies. It's gorgeous. But there's like a zone out there. First of all, the mountains are copper. So like right off that, your body is feeling different, you know, just because you're just the metals in your body are reacting to it. And then like you're literally just driving down these open roads and like playing music and it's just vibey and you're just in sand. It's dusty and you just get to relax and you feel calm in a way that
you camped out there.
No, I got an Airbnb.
Oh, okay.
It had a jacuzzi. It was
oh,
lit.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit was fire. Damn. And there's a whole, if you get an Airbnb out there, most of them have pools or jacuzzis now. So it's crazy. Yeah, we got to start a fire, you know what I'm saying? Do whatever we wanted to do. And literally, we were out there shooting BBs. But when I tripped and I went hiking, that was like.
You're outside?
Yeah, I went and tripped in the actual Joshua Tree National Park, which is insane. It's gore. I mean, like. You can't even explain like what you're seeing, what you're drinking in, and you know what I'm saying? And then you're on top, you're tripping, and you're just like, oh, like this is too beautiful. I'm taking in too much. And then you almost get lost for a second, and then you just like be humbled by nature, and then you like walk back. I always feel like it's such a lesson in life whenever I'm walking in my, you know, walking in the Joshua Tree or whatever hike I go, Escondido Canyon, whatever, is like, this is just like life. Like every lesson I'm learning right now mimics the metaphors I go through in life. Stop, watch where you're looking, or should you be asking questions? Are you going? Or dang, like how far have I gone? All these things, you know? Yeah.
How long were you out hiking? Like, is time even relevant? I've never done them, but just from what I hear, I feel like,
so
I don't know.
Took them at the crib. I took them at the house, and it was 20 minutes to the park. Okay, so I ate them. It was in chocolate form, and then we drove. And then by the time I get to the, I'm starting the trip because it was 20 minutes. Once I got to the gate, and the lady, I'm handing my ID, and she's like, "Honey, are you a veteran?" And then I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Do you have anything to prove it?" And I was like, "Oh no." And then I'm trying to give her my card, and then she's like, "Well, it's free for you," but I didn't hear her, so I'm just like, "Here," and she's just like, "It's free for you. You don't have to. All you have to do is get your DD-214 or whatever you need, and you get free pass into all national parks."
Oh wow.
Yeah, and I didn't even, I'm just like, I'm tripping balls, bitch. You know? So she's like, "Okay, honey, you don't have to pay, you can go." And then I like driving, I'm like, "Dude," you know, and then I'm getting in there and it's super gorgeous. The road is like perfectly paved. And then also like you're seeing views that you cannot even describe properly. Like the rocks, the mountains are made up of all these different rocks that look like they're put in place. It's insane. It looks like someone built the mountains.
That's fucking cool.
Have you been to Sedona?
I haven't been to Sedona. Oh, that's in Arizona, right?
Yeah, I need to do that.
They
have like vortex there.
Can we trip in Sedona?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
And it's going to be like snow there and the mountains are red, right?
When I went, it was in July, so there was no snow, but okay. Yeah. But it's amazing. And there's like different vortex and they give you, you know, there's like feminine power and then masculine power. It's just
Wait, hold on.
In the rocks?
Yeah. What do you mean by that? You go to a vortex and you feel feminine power?
It's hard for me to explain like the way that they explained it to me, but there's pretty much like different. So there's like four vortex, right? And people flock from everywhere, and you.
What's a vortex?
I wanted to. I'm like, thank you.
Let me Google it now.
Four vortex. I'm gonna need you to break that down.
It's energy from the earth.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Okay.
So the reason that it's a vortex is because it falls between like pretty much like a triangle, I guess you would say. So if you're like in the center, you're surrounded by the energy of the vortex.
Is it magnetic energy or? Is it energy from these crystals?
Let me
I'm sorry to make you do this right now.
This is my job. No.
This is why we do this. Vortex.
Sedona
Vortex.
I went in July.
There's a map?
And yeah, because you can go and, I mean.
Oh my gosh, that looks gorgeous.
Sedona is amazing. Every time, anytime I have, because I'm 31 and I have anxiety sometimes, I always picture myself in Sedona. Like, that's like the calming place. And I just went and I'm like, no, this is, I need everyone to go. So yeah, they do like vortex guides. See, there's a map right here.
Yeah, I'd be trying to like, can I just grab something and bring this back for when I'm dealing with y'all punk ass bitches at work? I just like Sedona, so I don't slap what he went with.
See, so they have, oh, they have five. So these are, I went to two.
So each vortex is specifically for, as a specific energy?
See, it says,
spiritual energy?
Experience a vortex. You may have, but didn't realize that it was, that is what it was. Some vortex can be seen in everyday life, such as whirlpool in a river, a dust devil, or even water going down the bath. No, that doesn't make sense. Never mind.
A spiraling motion of air. Yeah, or so it could be just energy. Toilet. But like that does make sense. I mean, that's a vortex. You're just seeing it. But when you're standing in that circle, you know what I'm saying, of whatever that is, that makes sense.
That's
true. If it's just energy, you know, then that makes sense that it's energy that's doing that. So, I mean, I see it. It's not maybe explained properly, but there's like points of energy that are out that are out in Joshua Tree that they talked about. So I know that you can feel like balanced and grounded. So I don't negate those things personally, because I know we're made up of all these minerals and vitamins and all that shit. So it can make sense that if there's a rock that's made of a certain sediment and it's a mountain of it, will it affect my body? Yes, I can grab that. Now, if I'm going to rub aloe vera on my face, you know, that's now we're going crazy.
No, but you can literally feel it. Like, I know it sounds a little
Without mushrooms, you can feel it.
Yeah. So we actually went into like this river where you have to walk through the river to get to that vortex. And we walked and walked and walked, and finally it was there, and you're just like bathing in the stream water, and you could just feel it. Like, my skin got like, you know, like goosebumpy. It's really cool, and I was not tripping.
But do you think, because you heard all this stuff before going into that river, that you just tricked your brain into thinking that all this stuff was all spiritual and wonderful and magical?
I mean, yeah, I guess you can say that. But I mean, just nature in general, like you said, like even when you go on a hike, like anywhere, right. Like I appreciate nature. And I think it's just like the wind blowing in your face. And,
are you somebody that never feels nothing?
No.
He's just looking cold.
I'm just thinking like maybe I don't know. I'm just thinking.
It can be.
Okay.
But if it's placebo effect, then that means it is something happening, because it's your body doing it. Okay, like the placebo effect actually means that, you know, okay, a placebo means that you're faking, you're testing whatever vitamin that we're saying is going to cure against your body's own ability to heal itself. So that means I can trick you, everybody else in the room can have this, and then you cannot have it, and then you get fixed, but you really fixed yourself with your own body. Mm-hmm. They're testing it against your own body. So that is already something right there. Is that not?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm triggering your body to do something.
Yeah.
And I think like, come on, we come from a while, whatever you want to believe in, where we come from. But I believe like from the earth, you know, we're from the earth. Like even the planets, when people are like, oh, retrograde. And, you know, it's become so like this funny thing. But I could see the fucking moon, I don't know, affecting me, or.
The moon moves the water.
Yeah.
And we're 70% water.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to do something.
Yeah,
has to. So there has to be.
But why? Why does it have to?
Well, in my brain,
if it moves the ocean and we have water in us, then it's affecting us. And I don't know what it's affecting in us, but something's going on with the water in our body.
Okay,
if the moon is affecting the ocean, a way bigger thing of water,
I believe it.
Like, you know, you could be skeptical, but it just makes sense to me. Yeah, who knows? Maybe. Everything's bullshit.
Are you a flat earther, Mark?
No.
No?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I'm positive.
You just want to know what conspiracies I believe in?
No, I'm just...
Okay.
I think we're jumping into that.
I'm not a flat earther, though. No, I don't think that. They prove themselves wrong or too much on their own videos.
What do you think about that? What do you think about flat earth? Have you came into contact with any flat earther before?
There was one dude that I knew that was a flat earther.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the actual imagery that they have in their mind as to what the earth is like, that it just falls off and that the ocean's just sprinkling off. Where's that water go? If you think, how are we still have water?
Yeah.
If it's just falling off. So that type of stuff makes it weird. And then we're just on a plate in space. What about all of space? What about everything else? Earth is just
fake,
or all everything is planet, and then what is there's a white screen at the end of it? What you thinking? That's the stuff that I start those questions.
Yeah, I think most of the theories are it's a dome, like it's a plate, and there's like Antarctica, like there's an ice wall.
Okay,
so there's an ice wall around the plate, and then there's a dome.
Oh, okay,
right over, but there's. It doesn't, over the ice wall, like it doesn't end. There's like land. There's like more land that, the people,
oh, yeah, they were saying
they don't want us to know about.
And then what, does it ever end? Where does it end?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Are we in space?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember.
Cause you're not a flat earther. So
no.
You're not, you don't have to believe in it.
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I just know that that's what they say, that there's land around it, and I don't know.
Did you know gravity is a theory?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you can't prove that gravity exists.
No.
That messed me up for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. It's not even...
You can't demonstrate it.
You can't demonstrate it. There's no... Actually, it is just a theory.
Demonstrable. It's not demonstrable.
What?
Because you can't demonstrate it. I just learned that right now. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I'm like, why haven't you taught me this? Mm-hmm.
Can we look that up? Because that's fucking nuts, dude. I'm just blown away. Like, I had to think twice when you said that. And I was like, you know what? I haven't heard that before. No.
Okay, so what am I typing?
Gravity. Is gravity a theory?
Yeah. A force. Right there, the second one.
I'm going to reevaluate my whole life.
I know. Jeez. This is why I don't feel things.
It's
because...
not a fact.
Oh, there we go. Universal gravity is a theory, not a fact, regarding the neutral law of attraction. This material should be approached with an open mind, studied carefully, and critically considered. The universal theory of gravity is often taught in schools as a fact, when in fact it is not even a good theory.
But I thought there was like, didn't someone like study gravity?
But what the flat earthers would do with this,
right,
would say, yes. Don't you know that gravity
and
is not even,
that.
And they'll
they
use that,
that
and
as, like, their, that has
as not, everything else is,
shut your mouth, bro.
Is everything else is not real.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm just, yeah, like, no,
I think about all of the, you know, my friend and me were talking about this, but like, I think about all of the equations, Sir Isaac Newton and Einstein, like these old white men at some point were in a big ass room and wrote some letters on a board. And they were so ahead. These dudes are like 60, and then they write E equals MC squared, and then turn around, and they're like, "I'll beat your ass." And they were in there, like, "He's lying!" People were screaming in there. Somebody threw something. Someone had a whole thing. Someone had a gun on him. Just like, "I will kill him, dude." There was an argument. It was an uproar about this, and like, it's some letters, bro. Like, and they're studying this for 20 years for them to come up to it. E equals MC squared.
What's this? Does extreme gravity change how things fall? The triple system?
I don't know. I clicked on something.
That is actually confusing.
Einstein's theory of gravity holds even in extreme conditions. That is confusing. That's why I do a podcast.
I hate when you look something up and then it makes you feel like you know less.
Yeah.
I went to come to look for something and now y'all teach me that I don't know shit.
It's because I went into images.
Well, I didn't know gravity doesn't exist. Is that what we're saying?
It's just a theory. It's not a fact.
So it exists, but it's not real.
Yeah, it's a theory, not a fact. Man, I'm not super smart, but you ever see like the when what is his name? The super smart black dude that's an astrophysicist.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Jesus. Yeah, three names.
Yeah,
it's Neil Tyson, man. We ain't saying Neil your middle name, bro. No, just saying. But he was on Joe Rogan, and then they were talking about these insane alien crafts that'll come up out of smoke, and then or it'll be a pill, and then it'll just like go super fast up into the air. These right. reports, and then like you know what people saw it, how fast it was going was insane for it to be moving that space that fast. We don't have anything that moves that fast. And then Neil deGrasse Tyson's answer was that, you know, everything's off of our instruments, and so our instruments,
oh, I think I've seen something like that. Yeah,
our instruments are just like what we hold, like it's all off of these, what, like it's all off of the radar, is off of what we monitor is whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, he talked about that, that they said that there was a whole nother planet, but then they found out the guy just didn't, he didn't recalibrate the thing, so then that made it like everything off, and there was no other planet.
Like, you know? There's all these different instruments and like technology that are being like filtered through all these different, you know,
our ideas. Yes,
through computers and like you said, with the dude fucking not even calibrating it, there's a whole new Earth or a whole new planet.
He reported that, but then he found out, oh snap, now I just gotta tweak this thing, and nope, no planet no more.
Yeah,
so all that shit is off the five sense paradigm,
right,
maybe there's way more senses, but like it's off of the things that we can sense, sight, you know. Okay, so then like is off of how fast something can go or something like that. What if there's whole other elements or senses that we should do? They say that there's five senses, but there's actually like we have way more senses.
There has to be more. Speaking of that, did you feel like you had more senses during your psychedelic trip?
Did I feel like I had more senses?
Like, I don't know. Did you see any visuals while you're tripping?
Yes. Oh, and are you saying that that's another sense?
Do you think that can be possible?
Oh, so whenever I'm tripping, I do think, oh, snap, I'm really seeing the things as they are, which I feel like is a lane to going crazy. I'm afraid of that, maybe. But I'm like, oh, snap, am I really seeing, you know, the way this thing moves for the first time, or am I really seeing the way that the way it's supposed to be?
Right.
But, like, what is it in my eye that's making me now see this fabric this way now? Am I always supposed to see that? And I'm just not tapped into that part of my brain. Mm-hmm. I do think that, yes. But then I'm like, is that how you go crazy?
Yeah. But it's also you're hallucinating.
Yeah. So, but I do know we have more than five senses, you know, like, you know, like you have a balance sense, like right here, just to know, like if we were standing, if everything was white and then like there was these, like if this was all a straight line and your eyes were aligned with that, if we were to start doing that, you would maybe fall off balance because that's the way that you're just like connected to your gyro. You know what I'm saying? Gyro, that's a balance. We don't even say balance when we say the five senses. You have a gyro in your brain that balances you, and then when people get vertigo, that knocks you off. So that's a sense of like whether the earth is flat or not.
I thought a gyro was like those burrito looking things. Like, you just threw me off right now.
I mean, it is, but then there's a gyroscope, you know, within you. But
that one's pronounced gyro.
Gyro.
See, it says it turns out there are at least nine senses, and many researchers think there are more than double that.
Yeah, there are more.
See, the 12 human senses.
The Mind Buzz is powered by Mind Buzz Media. Mind Buzz Media is an on-site video and audio podcast production company. Have you ever thought about starting your own video and audio podcast? Or do you have an existing podcast that you want to take to the next level? Mind Buzz Media brings a professional podcast studio to you. Visit mindbuzz.org for more.
And you definitely can sense somebody coming up behind you. Yeah. What's that? And then I can definitely sense when someone else is agitated. I can feel something.
Yeah. Touch, life, self, movement, balance, smell, taste, sight, temperature/warmth.
Ooh, ego.
Hearing, language, concept, ego. Wow.
Okay.
Ego. I mean, the Egyptians thought we had like 120 senses.
Think?
Yeah.
See, we learned something new.
I'm not being smart, bro. This is like random autistic, autistic like things. Not even to knock it. It's just like random trivial knowledge.
Yeah. Well, this is why we do this, because I literally learn stuff every day from talking to people.
Yeah.
12?
Dude, I think about how much I don't. I want to go travel so much, man. Like, bro, think about grapes. We only eat a couple grapes, bro. There's grapes that they make wine of stuff that I can't even pronounce, G. Yep.
Really?
There's, like, grapes out there we ain't never had. There's fruit out there
That's messing me up, dude.
There's fruit. So then someone else's flavor profile. Thank you, dude. They got fruit off of trees. Like that, things that don't even grow here at all that you can't even bring to America because it'll fuck shit up.
Yeah,
you know they got in Hawaii they have butter avocados that are like this big.
What?
And they have like a there's have a savory
look
flavor.
Up the avocado.
Huge. What is I'm sorry to make you keep bringing things up.
That's what we do.
Girl, that's what I do.
I'm just
that's
more like we don't know shit. All they gave us was apple. Pear, plum.
Yeah, and Amber can't even eat an apple. That's
Thank
fucked
you.
Up.
These I little, can't, I'm allergic.
You're allergic to apples?
I am.
So you already robbed the one.
Yeah.
The basic one. It's an apple a day. You can't even have one.
Is it this one?
Oh.
It ain't that long one. It's the, did you type butter avocado?
The long
one. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a sexy fruit.
It is kind of sexual.
Damn.
But you said it's big?
Those big ones. The, you
the ones
just,
I had were like volleyball size or like softball size.
You just picked the one all the way at the top. I seen it. It wasn't long.
I said it wasn't long, but
no, there was one on the left hand side, right there. That one,
kinda. It was that. Yeah, but I saw some bigger ones than that.
$177.
Is that a pound or each?
Probably each. By a rare
oh, dude,
avocado.
They have they grow fruit in squares. In some places, there's fruit that's expensive as hell, and some of it's in Japan.
Square.
Some of it's in Japan.
Yeah,
yeah. There's some cool ass.
Are you getting a list down for when we go to the Japan?
So you guys are both going. You guys are both going. This is exciting.
Planning on it. We're planning on it.
I just turned in my stuff for my passport. Man, I'm so hyped.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I need to do that like ASAP.
Oh, you ain't going nowhere.
I need to do that ASAP. She's gonna put me in a bag. She's gonna put me in a bag and try to sneak me in. She's got it. Yeah.
So you need to get on that, dude. Like now.
Yeah.
Bro, I just went and did it. I mean, you got to set an appointment, but you could do it online now.
Yeah.
Do you have one at all?
No.
You've never had one?
I've never had a passport.
So I lost mine, so I had to go do it all from the beginning. Okay. Do you have your birth certificate? Yeah, so you need to gather everything, bro.
Check under the mattress.
Yeah.
That's where my parents put it, I bet you.
Yeah,
or in like an old shoebox.
All in one place,
but,
and go to the post office and turn it in. It didn't take that long.
When you travel, it's like you never come back the same.
You
ever.
Yeah, that is a
change. When you go somewhere else, it's like it changes you.
It literally,
it really does.
Yeah, that's an experience
because
you've got to have.
We're stuck here. I'm not saying America's bad or anything, but we're stuck in our own way. We're stuck in being comfortable. Yep. And then you go to another country and it's like this culture shock. It's like I went to Dubai, so I went to the Middle East.
Ooh.
So I had to try to like learn everything before and cover up and this and that. And I got there and I was all nervous. And I mean, it wasn't what I expected as far as like as strict, but still there was a lot of cultural things that I had to learn and that I had to adapt to. And that's something that I've talked to like Gil about. It's like, I kind of hate when people travel and they're kind of snotty about
it. Or trying to stay the way that they are in their place.
Yeah. It's like, no, yeah, we get you're American, but you're in a different country.
Yeah,
like,
we think we're in the center of the universe.
Yes.
There are people that don't give a shit about anything that we think we care about at all. And they're over there thriving and living. That's important for you to know how unimportant you are. Real travelers
Absolutely.
Are like, I'm not shit. I'm a world citizen.
Yeah.
I need to fit in or else I'm a problem. America, that's why people think Americans are the worst, because we'll get there and be like, hey, I'm an American. And then they start saying a bunch of dumbass shit. Shut up, dude. You are not important, bro. You're pasty. Even if you're black, you're pasty, you know, and you're just wet.
You can be Mexican and be pasty.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, pretty ashy. I could get ashy.
Same here, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't even gonna pull my sleeves up right now. It's just like you're whack and you don't take care of yourself and you think that you're the shit because you've been told that the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I need to travel to go to another place to see how unimportant and than I am.
Insignificant
than I am. Okay.
Yes. But it makes you appreciate things more.
True.
Also.
Okay.
And you get in arguments with people and you think that shit is so important. Shit ain't important. Patrice O'Neal said this, but I'm not trying to steal this, but he said, we call our sports the World Series and our baseball the World Series and we don't play nobody else. That's some bullshit, dude.
Okay.
Damn, I never thought of that.
Damn, everything is so centered and we think that they think their perspective. When you talk to somebody out of the country and hear their perspective on and we thought we're getting this stuff jammed into our head on how things are going in history, man, it is not going that way. Mm-mm. It is not going that way. We are being told that so that we feel warm and that's so we don't question anything. And overall, so that we support what our fucking military does.
Yeah.
Overall, or when they give money to things, because there's a whole West. I don't even want to get into this super intense, but we are being told spoon fed shit so that we say stupid. And then if you come over here being like, we didn't even really win World War II, or we weren't the ones that saved the Jewish people at all. It was really these people over there. We came in. Yo. Shit is crazy out here. And you see it all the time. So, just, man, it's good. I'll be trying to read other news outlets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what other?
Al Jazeera. I will go look at Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll read other things just so I can be like, yo, what's really going on? Or I got a friend that's Russian and
oh, really?
What his point of view. I'm not even finna, I'll tell you that off when we're done with this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, it's a lot of wildness going on. And it's... Now it sounds like I'm in Mr. Conspiracy Land right now, but overwhelming.
We're here.
Yeah, overwhelming. I do question when we have this is what I question.
Okay.
Whenever there's a hashtag that I see everybody change their profile picture, that's when I really go look. If people that ain't got nothing, that never talk about that, post, pray for this random country that we never care about, go look into that. Because it's like, what is the actual thing here? Remember there was Pray for Palestine for 2 seconds last year and then everybody took that shit down? Bro.
Same thing with Ukraine, right?
It was with Israel and Palestine. It was the two together.
Okay.
But yeah, man. Things are weird, man.
what do you think that entails? Do you think we just like to feel like, I don't even want to say important, but we're part of something or what?
American people have a bunch of power. We have a lot of money. If we all were to say, actually, government, stop doing that, or we all were to frown upon it and actually say, no, we don't agree with where you're standing in the Ukraine-Russian war, or we don't agree, because they have to have overall backing. Like, when they talked about, when they went to the moon, everybody, there had to be a push, and everybody had to agree with that to send money and overall, willpower, and everybody had to be, you're going, because think about, okay, the guys that are going over to do that, that are in it, everybody knows that he works there. So his whole family, everyone in his whole network is going to help him and the friends of him. He's working over there, so we're going to do that, right? But if his wife doesn't believe it because things are on the news and his kids don't believe it and his friends' kids don't believe it, right, then everybody's going to be he's going to be an outcast and it's going to be hard to get him to come into work. That's the type of shit we're doing, you know what I'm saying? Because if everybody's just like, no, fuck what they're doing right now, that shit crumbles, his network crumbles, and then he's just like, I don't know if I could do this. His head's not in the game. Now he came in. It's all that type of shit, man.
So they have to get the population on board to whatever that they're doing, right?
What you're saying? Hearts and minds, all of our shit. That's super important. The way the story is told, how it looks, the oversupport of it. Hell yeah.
And it's easier to do that because of just Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and TikTok. I mean, it's easier now, right? It's
to
easier
program
to,
everybody.
To for the program.
Yeah. I was noticing during quarantine, there was a lot of Chinese and Russian posts that people were sharing. They didn't even realize it.
What?
There would be a news video and then they didn't even open it because all it says is the one clip. And then you click and you actually open it and everything's else in Chinese or in Russian. You don't see how that's somebody pushing something. Why is your American news thing that is super triggering have Russian words on it? Or Chinese words. What's up? You don't think that? Why is it the specific clip, too?
Right.
That's simple. That's simple work cited shit that you'll learn in critical thinking.
What? Wait, hold on. Wait.
yeah, what's up?
What the hell is going on right now? Okay. You was it you said Chinese?
Both. During quarantine, I would see certain news with Chinese stuff on it and certain news with Russian stuff on it.
Like what do you mean when you say stuff? Like what?
I mean their language.
Oh.
It would be if you click, so you would just see the video, but then if you click the video and open it up and whatever link it was coming from, it came from a Russian source.
Oh.
It would be written in Russian. I couldn't even read it anymore.
Yeah.
I couldn't even read it because it was in Chinese after that. You don't think that they had a part in shaping the way we thought about things during quarantine, bro? It was like super important, right?
Right.
Why, wasn't that?
But what would be their ultimate goal to do that?
There's politics happening. Mm-hmm. Like what? We went, okay, it was 2020. Yeah, there was an election. Biden got elected right during quarantine. So there was a whole election going on. So it was just like, we need to watch social media in the next couple of years, how everything, the intense things that people are going to become, you know, electrified and intensely passionate about things because you're getting the most triggering news, most intense stuff. Someone just got shot, bro. I bet you somebody just got shot. I bet you a couple people just got shot. We don't hear about it. You know, I'm not trying to say that there is not mass shooting. Bad things are happening all around us all the time, but they hit a lot heavier when there's about to be a politics thing. And then like, depending on how they're trying to tell the story, like that shit triggers us, bro. What we see. It really does. And I try not to look at that, bro. I look at it, but then like, I don't want to see a black dude bent in some unnatural way on the floor 17 times a day. You're just scrolling, seeing black dude bent backwards 15 times, bro. You think that doesn't do something to your psyche?
Yeah. Absolutely, it does. Wait, hold on. Is there an election coming up soon?
2024?
Yeah.
It's 2022 right now. So this is when people, we don't know who. So in the next year, politicians are about to emerge, and then that last year. So this is the time. It's 2022 right now. Mm-hmm. So people are going to start being like, I'm your guy.
And it's the mid-elections coming up.
Yep.
Soon, right? Well, next month.
So you think like more like out-of-pocket things are going to start happening?
Things are about to get insane.
Yeah?
Things are about to get crazy. Buckle up. Things are about to get nuts. Because people, we don't know what we're doing with Biden. What the hell? I wasn't trying to be Mr. Politics guy either, but like, what the hell? Like, I'm not asking if anybody's happy. I don't know about that. But like, people don't know what we feel about that. And Trump is laying low right now, but he is going to try and come back.
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody worse than him is going to come.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for us to be tricked. See, it's too many old white men. Kamala was a slight, that's the first trick. We had a semi-black lady. I can't wait till we have like a trans Latina Republican. That's gonna fuck everybody's heads up because it's gonna they'll be able to connect with everybody, split everything in half, and then you'll be transphobic if you don't vote for them. It's gonna fuck everybody's heads up, and if they have super fucked up views, then you're not even know what you're voting. You know, but it's so easy to be like, I don't like that white man, or I don't like that black lady, or I don't like that black man. It's too easy. We've had white men too long. Let's throw in some new shit.
Damn.
I feel you on that. I think that'll happen.
What do we have? A black woman Republican or a black fuck us all the way up, or a Native American Indian?
You're just talking about it and you're fucking me up right now.
We don't have that because it's so easy. It's not even complex yet. Mm-hmm. It's about to get crazy. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that you think should, you know, is going to be like, oh, how dare you think this way when, you know, everything we've been told is that your type of person thinks this way, right? Mm-hmm. Right now we think, you're brown, so you're Democratic, right?
Right.
Not to be rude, but that's you know?
Okay, yeah.
So, or you're trans, you're definitely LGBT, so you are Democratic. It ain't even, it will balance things out once we really have an LGBT huge group that is actually Republican. That is like, no, I think this way.
Well, it's starting with, what's her name?
I don't want people to be conservative. Well, I'm not saying I want people to be conservative. I'm just saying.
But it's starting that way with Caitlyn Jenner. Isn't Caitlyn Jenner, isn't she Republican?
Yeah, her voice got kind of put down because she got so much backing from the Democrats, right? Mm. Everybody loved her. She was getting hugs from Nancy Pelosi and shit. And then as soon as she was like, oh, no, actually, I'm straight and I do believe in straight marriage. When have you heard from her since then?
Yeah.
Anybody say anything, right? She was
like, shut her up. Get her off the camera right now.
Thank you.
Get her out of here.
here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So we haven't had enough of that. It hasn't been enough, but they got to lock a little bit on the LGBT. And I'm just saying, I'm not saying this because I want people to vote anyway or what. No, I just want to hear another side. Because right now it's too easy to be a lesbian person that's black, that's a Democrat. What if you on the other side and you like, actually, I think this way. And these are the reasons why now these people got to actually give a real argument rather than like, we've been serving you when you really have not.
Yeah.
So you just want a balance. Different perspective.
Balance. Yeah.
But do you really think that the Republican Party would accept someone like that?
Now, that's the good question. Would they be willing to? It depends on how bad they want. Now,
they
keep saying this. They keep doing this stupid ass shit. I'm calling it that. I'm sorry if you believe that. It's not serving them. But they think that the pro-life thing is helping them. I don't think it is. But they think that they're losing. This is what I'm saying. They're betting on new lives. They're betting on that because they know that there's too many black and brown people, that they're running out of power. Mm-hmm. Ooh, and in reality, you need to bet on the people that are alive and actually listen to them. Right. You hear what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
They're thinking that, hey, if I make you guys make new lives, then we'll have more Republican voters.
Fresh meat.
White meat. You know, you're not. You know, that kid is going to grow up and be pissed and be poor and end up Democratic, you know.
Yeah.
But what you need to do is bet on. Talk to these brown people or whatever. I'm not saying whatever. And then if Democrats want to keep more people, they should actually listen to what actually people want.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than just like, we will give you these promises. How many times did Obama say he was going to codify the choice? And then he got in and was like, I'm not. You know, that's not on my to-do list at all.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. But I don't know. Freaking politics, man.
What do you think about, because I've heard this before too, what do you think about Joe Biden doing the pardon on the prisoners that were caught for marijuana? What do you think about that? I guess there's something about he's doing the pardon to let them out so that way he can get extra votes. Do you think that that's a thing?
This podcast episode of the Mind Buzz is brought to you by House of Chingazos. House of Chingazos is a Latino-owned online store that speaks to Latino culture and Latino experience. I love House of Chingazos because I like t-shirts that fit great and are comfortable to wear. I wear them on the podcast and to the carne asadas. Click the affiliate link in the show description and use promo code THEMINDBUZZ. That's THEMINDBUZZ to receive 10% off your entire purchase. The cash saved will go directly to the Mind Buzz podcast to help us do what we do best, and that's bringing you more Mind Buzz content. Click the link in the show description for more.
Those dudes most likely will vote. Think about they yeah. Will vote. For that, I didn't think about it that those will affect his numbers. I haven't met one of those dudes yet, so I don't know. It all depends on when they
tell them a family reunion, dude. You meet a couple,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, people are gonna be happy to see them and things like that. I don't know what that's gonna be like. That's very smart of him. How many people got out? But right. Then wait,
thousands, right? We could pull it up.
But wait a minute, are they not convicts anymore?
We looked it up because I remember we have to look it up again because I think they do receive their rights because after like because that's a felony obviously like you get
if you're in prison
I think he the pardon gives them back those rights to vote. Okay. We have to look it up because I can't remember. This was a couple of
I know
weeks
Kodak
ago.
Black got out of prison. Remember, because Trump pardoned him, and then he became a vocal person for Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, and people were like, "Fuck you, what's the name?" But he was like, "That boy got me out of prison."
Yeah, thousands of convicts. We have to see if what their oh shit, hold on. Convicted marijuana possession under federal law and said his administration would review whether marijuana should still be in the same. Oh, okay. legal category as drugs is heroin and LSD.
Damn, they're trying to put it in the same category.
No, it is because it's a Schedule One. Marijuana is a Schedule One, just like heroin.
Not apply to people convicted or selling. And officials say there is no people now serving time solely for possession. Okay, so then nobody got out. The parts will not apply to people convicted of selling or distributing. An official said that there are no people now serving time in federal prisons solely for marijuana possession. But the move will help remove obstacles for people trying to get a job, find housing, applying to college. Wait, am I tripping? So if you were in, you were
convicted of selling or distributing. So it's only
like if it was caught on you?
Yes.
Possession. Yeah, that's possession.
Oh, possession, yeah.
But officials said there are no people now serving time solely for possession. But the
so because they're let out already?
If you were selling it or like, then I don't know.
Biden urged governors to follow his lead for people convicted on state charges of simple possessions who vastly outnumber those charged under vastly law. Okay, so he's saying please let out the people that are there for simple who vastly outnumber. So there's a whole bunch of people. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of people there, maybe not in federal prison, that are there for simple possession. He's like, let these people out, man.
Yeah, because I think
these are voters.
Because it's at state, not federal.
You know, right? I think that that's a good thing that he did that. Whatever his reason was, he's doing politics. You know what I'm saying? Was it for his own good intentions? Who cares? I'm glad, whatever it took for those guys to get out. I look at now that I'm doing, you know, what am I doing? More into the game of whatever I'm trying to do in life. Mm-hmm. I realize that you have to come with something that people want to get things out of them a lot of times. So I don't knock him for that. He's a politician.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he did.
But I guess what Gil was.
Midst of a crime wave and on the brink of a recession, Joe Biden is giving blanket pardons to drug offenders. This is a desperate attempt to distract from failed leadership. I mean, he is trying to do these big sweeping things to make himself look good in the last minute, like giving people a check. Like that's what Trump did.
I still haven't even gotten my $300.
Oh, that's from California.
Never mind. Gavin Newsom? I haven't gotten my $300, bro.
And then we're supposed to. Then apparently,
see you at that winery, motherfucker. Where's my $300? I'm gonna go find you.
Forgiveness checks coming out for people for school. Did you guys hear about that?
Oh yeah, I heard something about that.
They're sending you a check, and then you're supposed to take that and pay your school off.
Yeah.
How many people are really gonna go pay? Yo, we're gonna
buy some new shoes.
These ladies had me rolling today. This black lady was like, "Don't send me no check. Don't send me no check." She was like, "If I get $20,000, I am paying for my Beyonce Renaissance tickets." Then she was like, "We gonna fuck up tonight." Hell, dude. Like, yo, people not like, what do you do? Are you serious?
We're going to Japan.
Yo,
we're going to Japan, baby.
People not caring about that. I mean, like, yo, it's like, what's changed about my life that you gave me that? This what? Unless you what? You gonna put me in jail? You don't want to put more people in jail because that's just less. Come on now.
Yeah, he needs votes.
But he needs to just cancel it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, too,
why would you go ahead? Sorry.
No. I was just gonna say, like my sister says, she always says, like, I do something, so I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't. So even if he does something, it's like, oh, good job. And then on the other side, it's like, what the fuck are you doing? So, I mean, come on. Are we really ever going to be happy with whatever someone does?
If he were to codify, if he would have not let, you already let women feel like you took away their right to choose right now. You couldn't veto that?
I know. That's
crazy. Yeah.
You couldn't veto that? What could you do? You just sat quiet in that moment.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yo, what? I'm disgusted with that. That affects men. I don't know why men don't be, that affects men. Like, because you could end up, there could be a child of yours running around that could be harboring an enemy. You know what I'm saying? How do you not think of that? And then, like, or a girl that you do like, you could get stuck in some stuff when y'all could have just, like, waited all these type of things. Like, I don't know how people don't. I don't want to sound selfish. I don't want to sound like, even from my point of view or everything, but like, women deserve that. And then the league okay, if you're in Alabama and let's say there's a foot that's on your a foot that's growing on your, you know,
yeah,
you could die. There's people that like only have a little bit of time. Does that mean you cannot kill, you can't get rid of that baby in Texas right now? Is that what that, like, people are gonna die, bro? And that's awful. You let that happen on your watch. Gee, yeah. It's always like one answer to another. It's really all about voters. That's what it comes. It's just like bodies that are coming. You know, whatever. And then they're going to be like, you convicts that just got out of prison, you need to vote so that more people can be out of. We're not even going to say their motivation.
Yeah.
Don't you owe him? That's what they're going to try and say.
But are you, I guess what I was trying to find out, are they able to vote?
Yeah,
right.
We didn't find that out, but
yeah, if they're even able to vote, because
what is a pardon? Does a, you can just look up, does a pardon mean that you reestablish your right to vote?
I just want to reiterate this because I remember, if I remember correctly, I did find out that he was, I guess, allowing them the civil whatever the fuck civil rights to to vote. Felon. I don't think they can. Felon can't vote in California.
It doesn't say anything about a pardon, though.
No.
Does a
pardon? Yeah, because a pardon, I mean, it would be different, right?
It should be.
Like, yeah, because if you have a felony, like you, even most state benefits, you're not able to get.
Yeah, because
it's like no point. Can you travel?
Oh. No.
Can you get your, because like, what would be my motivation to stay here?
Yeah. It depends if you're like on like probation or parole or something.
Yeah,
you can.
That's true. Yeah. And there's so many people on probation. We don't even talk about that. There's so many people that are in a glass jail that are just walking around and really their jail is still outside.
Yeah.
You're still, you can't live in a lot of ways. You can't get a gun. You can't.
Yeah. You can't even hang out with other felons
that were your friends, most likely.
Yeah, exactly. You'll go back to fucking jail
if you're seen with any known criminals who were most likely your entire family.
Absolutely.
That's insane. Yeah.
I can't even go to a family party. If I was on parole, I wouldn't be able to go to a family party.
You cannot go to a family party. No. Sorry, y'all, man. I'm really trying to change my life.
All his family members are felons.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Okay. Thus, although a full pardon restores civil rights, such as the right to vote, that may have been revoked as a part of original punishment, pardon recipients may, for example, still be subject to censure under professional rules of conduct and preclude from practicing their chosen professional as a result of a chosen profession as a part of a result of a pardon. So, such as the right to vote. So you can get.
Yeah.
So that's good. Okay.
Okay.
So he's getting thousands of votes.
He's getting thousands of votes.
In November.
Not millions.
Thousands.
That could change things. I mean, it came down to thousands.
Yeah.
His last time.
He's reaching right now for all these, for the votes.
It's not going to look good when we do this. Kamala has a better chance, but where's Kamala even been?
Where has she been? She's sleeping?
She just been.
They traded. She's sleeping and
I was so excited. I really was. As a woman, I was excited. And it's like, where are you? I haven't seen her.
Man.
It was just a ploy, huh? Like,
I saw a lot of things that seemed like it. She seemed super black. You weren't black before this. You know what I'm saying? You never like seemed.
She's like half black or something like that, right?
She's Jamaican and Indian.
Okay.
And
Jamaican
is black, but like, did you seem Jamaican, or were you living like, did you connect with Jamaican people, or did you, you know what I'm saying? So that is that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like another woman is gonna run.
That'll be good.
Yeah
We need Hillary back. Where's she been?
I don't know. I mean, that's gonna look really, I don't know what that's gonna look like after the whole you know what just Jeffrey Epstein and all that stuff.
Hey, whatever happened to that?
Ghislaine Maxwell?
Yeah.
She got locked up.
She did?
Yeah. She got locked up. She got sentenced to 18.
Where's the list?
Yeah. Where's the list? Where's the list? They probably like, everybody's probably like, none of us need to see this list.
Yeah.
None of us need to see this list.
Yeah. What was
the Papa John's dudes on it? I can't eat this. It's in all of our lives. This runs too deep.
Ronald McDonald is on there.
Yeah, dude. It would ruin everything.
Yeah.
They would be like, people would boycott. People would be in the streets.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yo, that would be... Who would be the worst person to find out that Mr. Rogers, that would be awful.
Mr. Rogers would be awful.
That was like the last good person.
Bob Barker.
The painting guy?
That's Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. We're talking about Bob Barker, Price is Right.
Oh, no.
What about the dude that just passed away? The comic.
Alex Trebek? Oh, no.
No, the comedian.
What's his name?
The little one.
Gene.
Yeah. What was his name?
He was on the list.
His name was
He didn't die. He didn't die. He didn't.
He was gay.
So what?
I mean, there could have been little boys there, too.
What y'all think about this?
Why not?
Did you guys watch the Jeffrey Dahmer show?
I think I watched I'm three episodes in. I haven't checked.
I watched it all the way through.
How do you feel about it?
I mean, like, I'm in like production classes and stuff. So mm-hmm. I'm seeing like when they actually shoot things and how they want you to feel, you know, and like they did things to make him look dreamy. Mm. They did things to make him look dreamy. They did things to make him look like the main character that you kind of want to like. They didn't even make him look like an anti-hero. They made you, the whole time you're like being told to like have some sympathy for him and like him. And then also he has like dreamy gay, like you feel bad that he can't like actually find love almost. Like there's times where he gets rejected and in the movie they don't play it where he's just like, yeah, you sicko. You're like, why didn't that guy like him? He just was trying to. That's how you feel. He like had his shirt off. It's two guys with their shirts off. So girls are like, they're hot. Well, why wouldn't he like him?
I heard the families were like really outraged of some of the victims.
Yeah, it was disgusting. They didn't pay them. They didn't reach out to ask and they didn't pay them. And you got an actor that is somebody that we all like already.
Yeah, I like him.
Wait,
we all like him. He's great. He's been in all the American Horror Stories. Yeah. He's the shit.
They didn't ask the victims' families
we're making this movie, and is it cool if we make it okay that he's worshiping, eating black dudes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gay black men. That's how I know y'all don't really care about the LGBT. You act like you do. You just use them as tokens. Mm-hmm.
And I was seeing too, there's a lot of like comparisons of like the scenes and the actual like they did like really down to the T like visuals of what it really looked like.
The victims or the deaths?
Like, I'm still back on the family thing. Did they use the real victims? Did they use the victims' names?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fucked up.
They did it. They like, man, I don't want to ruin it for you, but they like zoomed in really hard on one dude and like it seems like he has his own whole episode and you're following his life for a second.
Oh,
thank you. And you're like knowing why everybody loves him and you're like watching how important he is in other people's lives and shit. Thank you, dude.
But I feel like murders, like with, and I fall prey to this too, I can say, but I feel like murders are just glorified. Like everyone's into true crime and
everybody and is into true crime.
That's America.
Yeah.
That's America.
It's written in blood. We love blood. We love people dying. Yes. We love it, and the worse it is, the better.
Why people are so they love true crime. I don't know why they love true crime. Like white women love true crime. They listen to true crime podcasts.
It's not even just white women. It's
is it, it's
women
all
like
women?
It. Yeah, I think a lot of women like. Yeah. I think one is like a little bit just like, you know, these sick motherfuckers, let me know how to protect myself. Mm-hmm. One. Let me know, because, you know, to see that, you know, they found out who the killer was because the girl fought for her life. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? Because they found her body because she left a fingernail, got, you know, a lot left in the carpet, and they looked through each fiber. That would make me feel more comfortable as a woman that even if I die, at least they'll know who I am or know where my body mm-hmm. is. You know what I'm saying? That would a little bit of comfort. Okay. Because this world, it's too late if you're already in the room with the motherfucker. He's crazy. He wants to eat you. So I think that's some of it. And then also the stories, they'd be great interviews. And it's just, man, I don't sit up and watch that shit. Mm-mm. They have the sound on TikTok or on Instagram, and it'd be like, and then he cut off her legs, and then he cut off her eyes, and then he cut off her toes, and then and the girl's just sitting there eating popcorn.
But even like, since I can remember, do you guys know who like the Menendez brothers are?
Yeah.
So even like, I remember, I'm going to be one of those women that's been watching true crime for a long time. But I remember seeing a 2020 special where they were talking about these women that, like, they literally were sending, like, love notes to them and were in love with them from... They got married in jail. They're married to women that are out in the world.
Well, isn't that what happened to Richard Ramirez?
Richard Ramirez has a big fan club. Yeah. Who was the other dude that was handsome and broke out of jail a bunch of times? He like was a lawyer and he represented himself.
Ted Bundy.
He had a whole bunch of hot chicks
that
were outside. He broke out and ran. And then a police stopped him and he was like, oh, he's over there. And then kept on walking. It's really like the confidence of I really feel like people like white man confidence a ton. It's like the gall and the audacity of you. And then also, like, I almost got sucked into some shit. I feel like the passion that somebody has that you're like, you get so, I think the people can connect with, men or women can connect with, you know, this person made me so mad and hurt me so bad that I am on a tirade. Now, I don't connect. I'm not saying that that's me, but I'm just saying the fact that you like, I am bigger than God now. I'm ending. Everything is ending with me. What was I watching? There was this show. I think it was Mindhunter or maybe another show. But these serial killers would say that, you know, they loved when they would kill someone and it was an area. They would sometimes go back to that area and breathe it in and jerk off there.
Yeah. What?
They would masturbate because the where it happened was such a. Like beyond God and like sexual and carnal feeling. Fuck you, you're sick, dude.
I hear that a lot, that most serial killers go back to the scene of the crime and just go there just to go visit.
Or even when they're doing like search parties, they actually go back
while the search party.
They join some of them have joined search parties, and they it like gives them like this like high to see people like scramble to look for it, and it's like it's crazy.
Since if you're somebody that nobody paid attention to at all, and then everybody's paying attention to something that you did, that's some serial killer shit.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. They even say that like serial killers have like a certain gene, like it's like a gene, like a serial killer gene.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Do you think so?
I think so.
We can't say it's interesting. It's interesting. It's some interesting shit.
It is.
That's why people watch it. I don't like it, but it is interesting. Here's the thing: So every gene was an adaptation. That means they were passing on their shit. Okay, so it was made for something at some point. So what if there was a need for that back in caveman times?
Yeah.
Guy that just like, I got to kill this guy. Okay, everybody doesn't like him. Okay. And then they kill him. And then
it's animalistic. We're animals, I feel.
Yeah, I think that we need to find something to do with these people. Like if we can find out who they are early and then make them executioners. Or something like that. Or detectives, one or two. But just like, if you don't make them kill something, then they're just forever going to be having that thirst. And I don't know, do people deserve to live in their own desire? I'm just playing. I don't know. Dude. It's not funny. I'm being.
Well, even executioners, like you're going home thinking, dude, fucking just another day at the office, you know, getting that lethal injection ready. Imagine how they fucking feel like.
Who are these
leaving.
Guys?
Yeah.
Who are these guys?
Yeah.
That are giving lethal injections, man. I need to know. Because what's up with you?
Yeah.
You've wiggled your way into doing it legally. You really
legal you wriggly, killing. Wow. You're a serial killer.
You are legally
for the state
They're
of
like,
California.
No, I'm a nurse.
Yeah, they say it some other way.
Yeah.
And that's the even sicker. Whatever they say, they're sick.
Yeah.
To not be like I'm a murderer.
Is there a famous? Can we look up a famous lethal injection person? There has to be. I want to see what this person looks like.
I never even thought of someone like that, to be honest.
Lethal injector?
Inject.
Executions.
Right. Oh, wow. But, so.
But those are like famous situations. So it'd be like
people. Injectors. That which is weird.
Injectors.
OR maybe?
I don't know. I probably spelled it wrong, but.
list of people.
Oh, that's
the list of the people that yeah. got hit. Where are the people that have been doing it? See, they're gonna keep.
They're
that
low
secret.
Profile.
Yeah,
they keep that. Yeah,
they're
yeah,
among
they
us.
Yeah. I don't think they would release that type of information.
Would they just have an Instagram page?
Right.
They just like with the new
in their bio, lethal injection. The dude just.
Oh man, caught another body, son. They like
just this. Just your friendly neighborhood lethal.
Oh my god.
Let me see him. There's got to be something.
There has to be something.
A TikTok page, something. They're all dancing. They're all doing a number, just like the latest
this is just
TikTok.
My side job. Really, I'm a dancer.
I'm a temp.
Or like the day in the life of a lethal injector.
There's just nothing.
That's even scarier.
Yeah. They're among us.
We can look up Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who killed let's start with that. Well, no, because he died in prison. So who else got lethal injection? What's her name? Warno?
Who? Oh,
what's her name?
Oh, Diane something.
No.
No?
Who no.
gives? I'm on a mission to find out.
What? No.
I just saw some weird other things that they were giving you as suggestions.
What was it?
One said, who gives piggy meat?
What are you looking up back there?
Sorry.
I don't think it was history. I'm just like, you know.
I'm looking up home pornos.
Yeah.
A prison employee
is trained in venipuncture.
Oh, it's two people.
Oh.
Oh, two other staff members take each of the three syringes and secure them into the IV. So it's a four-person job. Oh.
Oh, look at how much are they paid.
It's a gang.
That's all they need.
53 a year?
And they have to go home with all the fucking guilt?
Well, it's four.
So it's really a $200,000 job. $200,000 a year yeah. job. Yeah, you know, did you ever like take a psychology class and they talk about like how it's easier to do something if someone else is telling you? Like you can get rid of the guilt of something if you're doing something bad to somebody else if someone's telling you to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Stanford prison experiment?
Well, that was a thing.
Right? Isn't that part of it?
That's part of it, but there was a specific one where there was a wall and he was like pressing the
button. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And the other dude on the other side of the wall was zapping.
Yeah.
And they kept turning it up and the dude kept screaming.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then he was like, "Why would you keep doing it?"
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know, dude. He kept asking, like, should I keep doing it? I feel like that dude was just a bad person.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. I'd be like, uh-uh.
Who's this? What's this?
I don't know. I clicked on who gives the shot. Who gives the jab?
The jab.
Sibling. Simplicity.
Executions need executioners. One of the challenges to lethal injection method of execution in the United States involves the drugs used in the process.
Do y'all believe in execution? Do you believe in a death penalty?
I don't think so. I don't.
I don't know. I don't know.
I
don't want
to. I don't. I think.
You think they should sit there and
they should just sit there
thoughts?
And live.
Yeah,
because that's
what if
the
that's
easy.
What they wanted anyway.
Because that's the easy thing. That I mean, killing some. I mean. Two wrongs don't make a right, and I really believe that. I think that's easy. If I was in prison, say I was in prison for the rest of my life, I'd want to die. I would want to die.
But you're
sane. I wouldn't want to sit there for the rest of my life.
But you're sane, and you're not like, okay, after a certain point of you're killing people, after you kill one person, you're mm-hmm. like, I need to do this as many times as I can. Mm-hmm. And then you get up to four, mm-hmm. and you're like, okay, I've gotten away with it. I eventually I'm going to get caught because a lot of them say, I can't believe you guys didn't catch me.
Yeah.
A lot of them say, like, I was starting to get annoyed that no one was catching me. Like, stop me, please, but I'm too smart. And then at some point they start saying these crazy things about society. Like, no one's going to pay attention because I'm white and I can just get away and I just keep a low profile. It's very easy for me. They start talking like that. So then, like, that person knows that he deserves to be in prison and knows that he either deserves to die or deserves to sit in prison. That person is already comfortable. So do you think that person should just sit? I think that there's some people that should get killed by even worse means than lethal injection. Like, they should get beat to death.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're like, bring back the firing squad?
Worse than that. Like, beat with, like, blunt objects.
I think, like, rapists.
And come on, rapists, like child molesters? Yeah. You should get beat with blunt objects.
And what by do they get?
New guys coming in fresh.
Right.
That just keep hitting you and hitting you.
I think I'm on the fence about it. Like you said, there's a couple people that I'd be like, all right, take them out. And then there's some people that, you know what?
Yeah, I get it because, what
about somebody that's like, that's thirsty to keep doing their crime?
Yeah, I think, because, I mean, there's different laws for different amounts of crime, right? So, I mean, mm-hmm. there should be executions that are, based on the same way, right? Yeah. So, I mean, I get that.
Yeah,
like your execution should follow whatever
my only thing is people get it wrong. So what if one guy got he got the blunt object thing, and then it wasn't even him, and the whole time he was saying it wasn't me, and we find out that it wasn't him.
Yeah, like look at all those people that have been in jail. Like the Park Central Park Five.
So that type of what? Stuff. I don't trust the legal system enough, I guess.
The Central Park Five. You never heard? Mm-mm. There were kids, right? They were just at the wrong time and the wrong place, and they got coerced to pretty much give a confession that they had murdered like a jogger, and they literally didn't do it, and they were children, and they were in jail till they were adults,
right? Like in their 50s,
and then it was proven that it was like this white guy that was like hanging around the park,
and they use like racist wording in the news so that they had a whole backing from the city. I think Trump was a part of that.
Yeah.
What?
He was. He came out and talked and like egged the thing on and everything. And it's completely proven that they were innocent. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, they like use this word because there was like a running home, and someone said they were wilding, but people were saying they were wilding, but they didn't know that that just is slang for New Yorkers. You know what I'm saying? And like they were doing this thing called wilding, and a woman got killed, but they took that slang and made it mean that, you know, that meant like killing people. Oh man, that story is so sad.
It's heartbreaking. See, I think. That was them, right?
At the time? Yes.
Yeah. And they didn't have, like, they were, like, underage, and they didn't have, like, a parent or anybody in when they were, like...
they got snatched up out of their parents' house so quick, and no parent was near them. They didn't even get to talk to their parents. They locked them in away so hard.
No food, no drinks, nothing for hours. So one of them says, he's like, I was so tired, and he's like, and I just wanted, like, a sip of something to drink that I just said, yeah, it was me. Like that's it. Like, let me have what I want. Yeah, it's nuts.
How long were they in prison for?
Like 20 years.
Yeah, they went in like this and they came out.
And they all made it out?
Because they got found that they didn't do it.
Yeah, but it took a lot of years. See, so in that case, imagine that.
Wilding.
Yeah.
Right there.
Call it's it wilding. Slang for going berserk.
What?
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy story. What would be your me changing not changing the subject, but what would be your last meal? If tomorrow they were like, you know what, you're done. What do you want to
eat? I can't make that decision right now. Everybody says steak, but I don't think I want a hunk of meat. I think I would want something I'm allergic to, so it'll kill me.
Yeah.
What do you want, Gil?
I would want something that would make me shit everywhere when I start to die. Like, if they put that lethal injection in me, I just want to fucking shit everywhere.
So you want Taco Bell?
Yeah. Taco Bell, Alberto's, bean and cheese burrito.
They have a list of like all the people's last.
Yeah, we were somewhere. Just looking at that the other day, weren't we? Yeah,
it was very interesting.
Yeah.
So many people got shit just to taunt everyone.
Yeah. That's what I would do. Would you have a just apple pie, apple juice?
No, I have like sopes or pozole or some enchiladas or something.
Yeah. So it'd be something good.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to enjoy it.
Hmm.
I don't want to fucking shit myself.
I would. Why not? shit on all the four team that's killing me right now.
I'm good.
Bastards.
I'm gonna eat something good.
Yeah. I don't know. That's something you really don't think about.
No.
Isn't that weird?
I'm not gonna be in that situation.
He's like, why would I even think about it?
I won't know when it's my last meal.
Mark, dude, thanks for stopping by, bro.
This was fun, man.
And doing this.
Yeah, this was cool.
You got a few minutes to plug in whatever you want.
I got Parking Sucks. I got a show tonight at the Improv. I got Parking Sucks November 12th, you know, in Long Beach. Aqua Philosophy. Look at my music on Spotify. That's really it.
All right. Awesome.
Rastafari Unicorn is my Instagram. This is very fun, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What's your show? Where's your show tonight?
At the Improv.
Improv in where?
Hollywood.
Which one?
Hollywood Improv.
They have a Hollywood Improv?
Yeah.
Damn, I need to get out more.
This is on Melrose.
Dude, he was talking about, he was like, oh, I'm from West Hollywood. And I'm like, oh.
East. I'm not east, from west. There. I just live there right now. But, yeah.
Were you originally from California? Sorry.
I'm originally from Illinois, like outside of Chicago. Like 20 minutes outside.
How's the comedy scene over there?
I haven't done stand-up there. I only did stand-up really? A few times out there. And it was great. Everybody was super funny and cool and like eating pizza and shit and drinking. It was dope.
When was the last time you went over there?
Like 2019.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let the music play out because we got 30 more seconds.
We got to let the outro go.
That was cool, man.
Woo. Follow Mind Buzz Media on YouTube. We got a new podcast. Right? You want to talk about that for like 10 seconds, Amber?
Sure. Follow our... YouTube video on our way. We'll do the podcast in the car. And yeah.
The Mind Buzz
Podcast. Peace and love. Bye bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Mind Buzz Podcast. Subscribe to the Mind Buzz YouTube channel and watch full podcast episodes. Keep up with the hosts, guests, and upcoming events by following the Mind Buzz on Instagram @TheMindBuzz. See you on the next one.